celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, welcome to your new Breakthrough. We're celebrating God's holy feast, and I do mean it's a holy time for the Lord. It's His feast, it's His season. This, of course, Passover, that season when God Himself wants to break you loose, break you free, break you over, break you out from everything that's been hindering you and holding you and everything distracting your peace and your joy and your victory. You know, I can hear you say, well, Pastor, how can you say that with such confidence? Well, first of all, if it's in that book, I'm pretty confident about it because the book is right, and y'all know they are wrong. If they're against the book, they're wrong, period. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone many times on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Listen, I'm confident because it's Passover, the first, the oldest of three glorious feasts during the year that are designated specifically for you and for me. Now, don't you dare think of Passover in just a historical context. Don't think about it as an obligation that somehow was for the ancients but really doesn't apply to you. If you think along those lines, you will miss out on the greatest blessing God has for you during this season. You don't want to do that. Now, the miracle working power of God is released when you and I, this is so important, come into agreement together with each other and the Lord. And we do that through what we commonly refer to as Holy Communion. This bread and this cup are symbols that you and I are in agreement. In fact, every morning when I receive Holy Communion, every morning of my life, I pray the scripture that says, Christ is now in me, and I am now in Him, as He is in the Father, and the Father is in Him. And that's why I want you to take just a moment during this great Passover feast season to stop, take a moment, write to me, or visit rodparsley.com so that you can share with me your greatest prayer requests. And I promise you, I covenant with you that I will be in agreement with you all during Passover, that the God of Moses, of Abraham and Isaac is about to turn your situation around. I feel the Spirit of God. Now, before the very first Passover feast, the unending torment of slavery was all that the children of Israel had ever known for generation after generation. Can you imagine that? They lived their entire life, they'd never taken a breath of freedom. Day after day, they were stripped of their dignity, their humanity. They were locked in chains of bondage and oppression. They were under the cruel hand of pharaohs in Egypt. But in their darkest, darkest, darkest time, the light, the glorious light of the redemption of God was about to break through. God gave an instruction. Oh, that's so important, so vital. God's man spoke an instruction to the people in bondage. Do you see the parallel? I'm going to speak a word in season to you that are weary today to bring you out. God gave an instruction to Moses. As Moses was busy tending his father Jethro's sheep in the Sinai desert, he was far, far, far from the life of luxury that he'd grown up in. Now, let me share it with you. Exodus chapter 6. Therefore, God said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me, said God, for a people, and I will be to you God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. As the hand of God Almighty began to move, the darkness began to dissipate. It gave way to the resounding light of a brand new day. I feel that for you today. The children of Israel were delivered into a life that was far greater than they'd ever dared to imagine. And I say to you today that He's about to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you or I could ever ask or think, according to His power, which is at work within us. Plural, us. What does that mean? It's the power of agreement. You and me and the Lord Jesus Christ, a three-stranded cord, is not easily broken. They were set free, and so will you be. They were set free with unprecedented sufficiency. When they left Egypt, my dear friend, they did not leave as slaves. They left as free men, free women. Their bodies that had been battered and bruised were healed and strong and straight. They didn't slip secretly, covertly out of Egypt with simply the clothes on their back. They walked out of that bondage tall, with my daddy would say, with their back like a T-rail, and on their shoulders, all the wealth of those who had oppressed them. This was no military victory, no mental victory, no academic victory. There was something provided for them that night that not only gave them protection, but divine propulsion and overwhelming provision. It began, you see, with the blood of a lamb without spot, a lamb without wrinkle, a lamb without blemish. They took that lamb, that blood, as God had instructed them. They struck it on the doorposts and the lintels of their homes. It was Passover. Well, what was going to pass over? The death angel was about to pass over them, and death and all of its icy tentacles and its minions is about to pass over you, my dear friend. As Christians, this is the time when you and I are called to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, He said, as often as you take this cup and this bread, as often as you do it in remembrance of me, Jesus Christ, His blood applied to our hearts, shed for us on Calvary's cruel biting beam, is our Passover. God's promises through the Lord Jesus, all of which are still available to you right now, are available in overwhelming abundance. This year, the blessings and the miracles of Passover have an even far greater significance than you might have imagined. This, my dear brother and sister, is the season of miracles. Hashtag season of miracles. It's time honored. It is tradition that has power. Perhaps the most important tradition that evolved around the Passover meal, or we commonly refer to it as the Seder, has to do with four cups. That's why I have four right here with me today. Four cups like these. Now, within each of these cups, there's a powerfully prophetic message for you that was and still is a vital part of the Passover meal. At the Last Supper, Jesus used these four cups to explain to His disciples and to show the world the meaning, the deep meaning of His sacrifice on Calvary. And I want to share it all with you today. Each cup, each of the four cups, represents one of four promises that Jesus made to his disciples that God had made to Moses. It's found in Exodus chapter 6. Here they are. First, I will bring you out. Shout that. God's going to bring me out. Second, God will free you from all bondage. Third, God will redeem you. And fourth, he's going to make you his people. Now, I want you to know that there is power, wonder-working power. Oh, how I wish that preachers would start to preach it again. And how I wish believers that believe in it would stand with this ministry, because those voices are getting very, very, very few, my friend. Those who will stand up for the power of the blood of Christ, the resurrection. Jesus makes every one of those promises a reality for you, and I believe he's going to do it today. To become the beneficiary of the blessings of Passover, it's absolutely necessary to obey God's instruction for this very, very sacred time, the feast of Passover. In fact, the Word of God in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, gives us God's instruction. People sometimes have a difficulty with God's command. However, he is a commanding God. There are still 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions. And God is not suggesting in this verse, it's a command that you and I not only come before him in celebration and in honor, but that we do not come empty-handed. That means that we do as Israel was commanded, to bring a Passover offering. If they were commanded to do it in the old, how much more in the new? We were commanded by God to bring a specific gift of love, of appreciation, in obedience to offer before the Lord. Now you think of that. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to say, God, here is a representation of my life. I want to celebrate with you and before you the precious gift of the blood of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for me, that unspeakable gift that purchased, redeemed, paid the price for my salvation, for my healing, for my deliverance, my protection, for my provision. Now, to commemorate this commanded Passover season, let me suggest a Passover offering of $50 or more. Let me suggest beyond that, that it might be $50 in each hand as we lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting before the Lord, to honor him, to honor everything that he's already done for you, and to celebrate everything that by faith you know he's about to do. For someone else, it may be a gift of $100 or more in each hand. Whatever the amount, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. The important thing is not to do nothing, but to celebrate God in this holy season. Call. The toll-free number is there on your screen, or just log on at rodparsley.com, or put your seed in the mail. I want to thank you. I want to give you celebration gifts for our agreement and your Passover step of faith of $100 or more. I'm so excited about it. I want to send you my anointed brand new CD, DVD, and companion book, Take This Cup. That's the command of Jesus, isn't it? They have great in-depth teaching. You'll love it. It's very vital and necessary for you to live in victory. So I hope you'll make it a priority this Passover season to honor God with your first commanded offering of the year, with your very best, whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, your very best Passover offering. And believe to release the blessings of Passover in all the areas of your life and all those you love. Just call, just log on, rodparsley.com. Now, don't you dare go away, because I'm about to reveal the mystery of the four cups.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to his people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies, powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, this is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. Call now with your commanded Passover offering. Every gift, large or small, honors God. But don't delay. Passover ends on April 30th. Give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
Well, I want to share with you right now the significance of these four cups. The first cup that Jesus would have received at the Passover Seder was the cup of sanctification. God has brought us out of the current culture and its way of doing things. He's translated us into the marvelous light of his glorious kingdom through his word and through his blood. As a result of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, you and I have been reconciled to God. So then let's talk about the second cup. Now, this second cup is known as the cup of deliverance. It didn't simply celebrate that God had released his people from Egypt, but that the spirit, oh, glory to God, that the spirit of Egypt and its ways were also removed from the hearts of God's people. Cup number two is the complement to the cup of consecration and declaration that your deliverance is complete. It's no coincidence at all. So now, the third cup, the cup of redemption. According to tradition, it was this cup that Jesus was holding in his hand when the quote from Luke 22 came into being, verse 20. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you. The power of the third cup reverberates through the ages. God would not stop at anything to make Israel his own. He'll do the same for you. He'll do it today. And then, the fourth cup. The fourth cup is the cup of praise for God's promise to take you and make you forever his child. But unlike the other three cups, Jesus did not partake of the fourth cup at the Last Supper. He's waiting. Waiting for a reunion to gather us all together. A holy convocation of those that he has made his own, from all ages, from all generations, every race and creed, so that he can rejoice together with us in his eternal kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ right now is anticipating a glorious time of celebration, and he's content to keep the cup of praise in reserve until you and I can partake of it together with him. What a picture. Four cups, the last one Jesus would not drink from. When the cup of praise is finally lifted, I believe there's going to be a sound of praise that will penetrate the atmosphere such as heaven and earth have never, ever, ever heard. But that we do not come empty-handed. That means that we do as Israel was commanded, to bring a Passover offering. If they were commanded to do it in the old, how much more in the new? We were commanded by God to bring a specific gift of love, of appreciation, in obedience to offer before the Lord. Now you think of that. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to say, God, here is a representation of my life. Now, to commemorate this commanded Passover season, let me suggest a Passover offering of $50 or more. Let me suggest beyond that, that it might be $50 in each hand as we lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting before the Lord, to honor him, to honor everything that he's already done for you, and to celebrate everything that by faith you know he's about to do. For someone else, it may be a gift of $100 or more in each hand. Whatever the amount, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. The important thing is not to do nothing, but to celebrate God in this holy season. Call. The toll-free number is there on your screen, or just log on at rodparsley.com, or put your seed in the mail. I want to thank you. I want to give you celebration gifts for our agreement and your Passover step of faith of $100 or more. I'm so excited about it. I want to send you my anointed brand new CD, DVD, and companion book, Take This Cup. That's the command of Jesus, isn't it? The Four Secrets of Passover. They have great in-depth teaching. You'll love it. It's very vital and necessary for you to live in victory. So I hope you'll make it a priority this Passover season to honor God with your first commanded offering of the year, with your very best, whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, your very best Passover offering. And believe to release the blessings of Passover in all the areas of your life and all those you love. Just call, just log on, rodparsley.com.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to his people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies. Powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, This is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. Call now with your commanded Passover offering. Every gift, large or small, honors God. But don't delay. Passover ends on April 30th. Give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
I want to agree with you now, that mighty power of agreement released when you and I believe God together. So send me your prayer request, will you? Do it right now. I know there's something on your heart that you want Pastor Rod to agree with you about. I pray for you twice every day, every morning, every night. Send those requests to me. Extend your faith for angelic intervention in your life at Passover. I want to thank those of you who've been joining me on Facebook Live. Cheryl Ann is already receiving divine protection, divine intervention. You see, she sent me her prayer requests. I was praying for her. The Holy Spirit spoke to her very clearly about protecting her classroom. She's a teacher, and her students. The Holy Spirit said this to her. Later that same day, she had to activate that faith because the school was invaded. She immediately went into those lockdown procedures that she had rehearsed with the Holy Spirit's help that same day, and every one of her students was safe. Oh, what a blessing. You know, the blessings of Passover are not for someone else. God has a miracle for you. Call right now or go to rodparsley.com with your prayer requests. As the sun sets on April 7th, I'm going to pray for the four blessings of the four cups of Passover to invade your life in great power. God bless you now. I'll see you next time where we're sure having a time right here on your breakthrough.